Arthur Hayes leaves retirement to run Flop Labs Compute Protocol. Arthur Hayes, the BitMEX co-founder who stepped back from day-to-day operations years ago, says he is returning to build Flop Labs, a protocol that turns raw computing power into something AI agents pay for directly. The claim came via a Cointelegraph post on August 19, 2026, describing a system where miners contribute compute and AI agents, spend a token called Flop to run inference. The framing is deliberate. Instead of humans buying GPU time from a cloud provider, the buyers here are software, autonomous agents that need to run model inference and settle the bill on-chain. Miners supply the hardware cycles, the network prices them, and Flop is the unit that changes hands. The bet behind the name AFLOP is a floating point operation, the basic arithmetic step that measures how much work a chip does. Naming the token after it signals what Hayes is selling. Metered compute is a commodity, priced and traded like any other resource. The pitch lands on a real bottleneck. Training and running large AI models has pushed GPU demand past what data centers can comfortably supply, and access to high-end chips has become a gating factor for anyone building with AI. Decentralized compute networks have tried to attack this before. Projects pooling idle GPUs to undercut centralized cloud pricing are not new, and most have struggled to match the reliability and latency that serious workloads demand. Flop Labs' distinguishing angle, at least as pitched, is that the customer is an AI agent transacting on its own, not a developer manually renting a machine. That points at a future where software services pay software services without a human clicking checkout. Hayes returns to an operating role. Hayes has stayed loud since leaving BitMEX's front line. He writes long macro essays, runs the Maelstrom family office, and moves markets with commentary on rates and liquidity. Taking a named leadership seat at a new protocol is a different commitment than posting theses. It puts his reputation on the delivery, not just the idea. That reputation cuts both ways. Hayes pleaded guilty to a Bank Secrecy Act violation tied to BitMEX in 2022 and later received a presidential pardon in 2025. His name draws attention in capital fast, which helps a token launch, and it draws scrutiny just as fast, which a compute network with real technical claims will have to answer. The gap between pitch and product, the details that matter are the ones the announcement does not settle. There's no public confirmation yet of how Flop is distributed, whether a token sale is planned, how miners are verified as actually delivering the compute they claim, or how the network proves an inference job ran correctly. Verifiable compute, making sure a miner did the work it was paid for rather than returning a cheap fake, is the hard problem every decentralized compute project runs into. A token and a founder do not solve it on their own. Crypto markets were quiet as the news landed. As of August 19, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $64,207, up 0.1% on the day, with Ether around $1,910. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 41 in neutral territory. There was no visible price reaction across major assets, which fits a story that is still an announcement rather than a live product with usage data. For readers who track where crypto and AI overlap, the signal worth watching is not the founder's name, but the mechanics. Whether Flop Labs publishes a working method for proving compute was delivered, and whether real agents start spending Flop rather than speculators trading it. Until then, this is a well-known operator staking his name on the idea that machines, not people, will be the next buyers of computing power.